Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And a good program with Pastor Lutz there just before us. Pastor Isnacka will be joining us at 2 o'clock. Hope you'll stay tuned for him as well. But in the meantime, we are going to touch on issue number one, which I'm devoting a lot of time on our programs to this. We talked about this quite a bit on Sunday night, on our Sunday night program. Of course, we're on every Sunday night for an hour from 11 o'clock until midnight. And I encourage you to go online either on our homepage at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You'll see a link at the top of the page to the interview that I had with the Cleveland Police Detective Stephen Loomis, where we talked about the dangers of issue one, what would happen from a police officer's perspective if issue one is passed in Ohio. And we also had Dr. Beverly Goldstein on with us. She weighed in on issue one. She's a candidate, of course, for Ohio House District 11 for the U.S. House of Representatives. And you can click on our website. There's a link to both the interview with Detective Loomis, as well as the entire program as well. You can find that at livewithpastoral.com. And you can also find some of that on our Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al. Facebook.com, Live with Pastor Al. Facebook.com/Live with Pastor Al. And we've got some information there. Of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And as a pastor, the more I have looked at issue one, the more I have heard of issue one, the more concerned I've become with it. One of the things that concerns me is there's pastors out there and Christians, well-meaning people, who think that issue one is a good thing, and it's not. It is absolutely a horrible, dangerous issue that will result in people dying here in this state. I have counseled with people who have had loved ones who have had problems with drugs. I've done funerals, one funeral, an overdose individual, and it is just tearing our state apart. And if issue one passes, it'll only get worse. Well, we're going to talk about that on the program today, and I have with me a friend of the program. He's been on with us before, but Chris Long, the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And Chris Long, along with the Stowe Republican Club and the Cuyahoga Falls Republican Club, sponsored a candidate forum and rally against issue one last night at the Sheridan Suites in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Great turnout, a number of local, state, and federal elected office officials and candidates who were there and talking about the dangers of issue one. And Chris Long, welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Good to be with you.
Well, it's good to be with you. I wish we had a better topic to talk about today. But Chris Long, you're the president, as I said, of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And as such, you have been in touch with a great many elected officials, office holders, as well as pastors, churches, and Christians across the state of Ohio, and then helped to put together a rally against issue one last night in Cuyahoga Falls. And I thought maybe we could talk about some of the things that were said there last night. But I think, first of all, what is your kind of gut feeling, thought about how issue one is faring amongst the pastors and Christians in Ohio right now?
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. Last night we did have a good crowd at the Sheridan Suites Hotel in Cuyahoga Falls. Again, it was a candidate forum and a rally against issue one. Good turnout last night. All the signs that we had of the vote no on issue one were dispersed as well as thousands of pieces of literature, including the Ohio Christian Alliance Voter Guide. And people can obtain that nonpartisan voter guide at our website by just Googling Ohio Christian Alliance. Just do that in the search bar, Ohio Christian Alliance, or our website directly at ohioca.org. Well, Pastor, I agree with you that issue one is a very dangerous and sinister proposal. It would be a constitutional amendment, so not easy to overturn. So all the listeners need to really go out and vote no on issue one. I can tell you that a number of law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Ohio State Coroners Association, the Ohio State Bar Association, the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, a number of law associations, including the Chief Justice of Ohio, Maureen O'Connor. Last night, we had a county prosecutor from Medina, a common pleas judge from Summit County, Alice McCarty, spoke about it. Of course, Citizens for Community Values and the Ohio Christian Alliance, along with many dozens of other civic organizations, are all urging a no vote on issue one. Well, people are wondering, well, then who's promoting it? Well, folks, we got to tell you that George Soros, a left-wing activist with he's literally a billionaire, is spending money backing issue one in Ohio. It would all but legalize drug trafficking on the state's streets of Ohio. And you say, well, really, come on. Yes, it would, because it would be law enforcement couldn't, they could only give you a traffic ticket. If you were stopped with enough fentanyl drug to kill 10,000 people, you can only get a traffic ticket. In fact, up to three times, you can be stopped at a 60-month period before you're arrested. Pastor, this is really a bad proposal. It's written poorly. It would be, if adopted, it would go into the state constitution. And really, this has been a stealth campaign, folks. It came out of nowhere. You know, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And what you're getting on this program is knowledge and information about issues that pertain to you, your family, and your communities. And so, again, you know, the Ohio Christian Alliance is urging a no vote on issue one. All these organizations are urging a no vote on issue one. Pastor, we do have some momentum. And on Monday, we made major news. One of the pastors, people may have said, hey, well, I heard a pastor on a commercial who was saying to vote yes on issue one. Well, let me just tell you, that pastor's name is Greg Delaney. He stood with me on Monday in Columbus downtown for a press conference, and he has reversed his position. We're putting out a release on that today. We did on Monday. Those of you on social media saw the video that we put out. Greg Delaney is now a no vote on issue one. So the very guy that you heard on commercials, even on this station a couple weeks ago, saying vote yes on issue one, is now a no on issue one. He works in the opiate addiction recovery programs in Ohio. He did not fully understand the issue. Pastors reached out to him. We reached out to him, and he said, what have I done? I said, well, brother, we'll stand with you. He said, well, I want to do that press conference. I want to tell that group cease and desist of running those radio ads. We'll stand with you. And so we did on Monday. Unfortunately, the media didn't really allow that message to get out there, Pastor. We're always up against an uphill battle when it comes to liberal media. But nevertheless, the grassroots are starting to catch fire across Ohio. We need everybody listening today to share this with their family, their friends, their loved ones. We'll have information on our website. You can download an informational sheet about issue one, saying vote no on it. And of course, it's in the Ohio Christian Alliance Voter Guide. Well, how can you obtain that? Free. Just click and press, really, right from our website at the Ohio Christian Alliance website. It shows you where candidates stand on the issues. We covered the governor's race, the statewide races, the U.S. Senate, the congressional, Ohio House, and Ohio Senate, and issue one is also in the printed voter guide. We do have a limited supply of those that are being distributed around the state churches, but you can get the full voter guide right from our website at ohioca.org.
Well, I appreciate that information, Chris, and you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We're talking with Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. We're talking about the dangers of issue one. And Chris, you were mentioning about the sponsors of it. Of course, George Soros, money from California, Mark Zuckerberg, big sponsor of that. And it was kind of humorous. Now, I'm not saying there's a connection, but we do a Facebook Live broadcast of the program, and we're doing that right now. You can find us at facebook.com/live with Pastor Al. And during the live broadcast as we started, as you started talking about the funding of issue one, right in that general spot or time frame, the broadcast froze up and then quit. I had to restart it. So we've been zuckered there.
What are we talking about? I've been saying this on our radio program. We're Thursdays afternoon at 1 on this very station, News in Focus. Pastor, you've been on there with me as a guest as well. And we've been talking about the censorship of social media of conservative voices. So it's not really a free market place of exchange of folks. They limit what we're able to say. And that really is wrong. Congress and the president are looking into that, but not in time to affect this election. So there's going to be some challenges. We have hurdles to cross to get messaging out. So if you're using email, if you're using Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or one of those avenues to get the messaging out, the best way is word of mouth. You got a phone, call your neighbor, call your friend, call your family members. You know, that's the biggest impact. If we all just reach out to our little networks, we can make the difference in those, but they got to go out and vote. They just can't talk about it, Pastor. They got to go and vote.
Oh, absolutely. And we need to get Christians out to vote. It's unfortunate that so many Christians almost feel that voting is just not spiritual. You've heard it. I've heard it. Many of our listeners have heard it and commented on the fact that some Christians and even unfortunately some pastors think, you know, it doesn't matter what I do. It's better to just let the Lord take care of it. My vote doesn't matter. The Lord will see to it that the election goes the way he wants it to go. And I told somebody recently who said something like that. I said, well, the Lord chooses to affect the election through his people. You know, the Bible says we're to be salt and light in the world. And that's one of the ways that we do it. Our forefathers fought and died that we might have the freedom, not only for you and I to talk about this issue, but actually to go out and vote, make a difference there. You're familiar with Bruce Musselman. He made a great comment. He has a program on that I help out on Thursdays at 2 o'clock called Where is God's Word? And he made a great comment. He said that all of us, every citizen in the United States is a member of the government, because we were talking about in Romans where it talks about the government officials as ministers of God. And he said, we're all ministers of God as a government official because, you know, think of what President Lincoln said, of the people, for the people, by the people. You know, this is a government that's founded on us, not on a king, not on a monarchy, but us. And it's our responsibility. If we do not get out and vote, we have nobody to blame but ourselves, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Let me read you this opening statement on the pamphlet we have on Vote No on Issue 1. Issue 1 is bad for Ohioans, especially harmful to the very people it is purported to help. Promoted as an effort for prison reform, this deceptive ballot measure would actually create conditions for more drug trafficking and opiate addiction, overdose and death in Ohio communities. Ohio has already seen its share of grief and loss in its battle against drug addiction. The amendment as proposed would strip law enforcement of the ability to curb drug use and trafficking in local communities. Judges could no longer provide options to defendants in the courtroom of either incarceration addiction recovery programs or parole drug addiction recovery programs. The proposed amendment is cloaked as an effort for prison reform, but in reality, it would be a constitutional law that will make it nearly impossible for communities, law enforcement, and the judicial system to police and curb drug possession and drug trafficking on the streets of Ohio cities and communities. Folks, we need to get out there. When the coroners in these counties who see the results of drug overdose, the deaths, the corpses that come into their offices, when they're saying, if you do pass this, it's only going to create more deaths in Ohio. The coroner's going to be busy. When they're urging you to vote no on issue one, take the witness, take the sign, take the message, the warning that the Coroner's Association across Ohio and law enforcement are saying, please, folks, go out and vote no on issue one.
And Chris, you know, it's not too long ago, you're in Summit County like I am, that the Summit County Coroner's Office, if you remember just a couple of years ago, they had to rent freezer units, freezer trucks, you know, the refrigerated trailers, and they had to park them outside the morgue in Summit County because they had so many opioid overdose deaths that they filled the county morgue and they needed space to put the bodies. That's going to come back, won't it?
You know, well, that's a good point, Pastor, of just how insidious this whole thing is. We're starting to make some progress on drug addiction and overdoses in Ohio, working with law enforcement, community leaders, faith leaders, and churches across the state are starting to get out in front of this thing, helping people that are addicted to get off the drugs. But folks, if issue one passes, it's going to be like pouring gasoline on a fire burning. This thing is going to spread like wildfire, and it's only going to proliferate drug trafficking and usage in the state of Ohio. Not limited. It's not going to help those people. In fact, judges right now are using discretion at their bench. They just don't want to throw people in jail for minor offenses. They're helping them to see what would be best for them. Some people being paroled into a drug addiction program is the best option. Some people being incarcerated is the best option. Let me explain.
Yes.
One man, I was interviewing Judge Durkin from Mahoning County, and he read this text at the end of our program. He said, Chris, I just got this from a former inmate. He said, Judge, thank you. You saved my life. When I was in front of your bench and you sentenced me to 45 days, I got in the drug addiction recovery program in jail, and I'm clean now. If you didn't put me in jail, my next dosage was probably going to be an overdose, and I would have died. Thanks to you, Judge, you saved my life. Folks, that's what this is. It's a life and death issue, and you've got to go out and vote no on issue one.
Absolutely, Chris. And that reminds me of Chief Justice, Ohio Supreme Court Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor. She issued an absolutely tremendous statement, and if our listeners have not read that yet, they need to get online and find that. I have it on our Facebook page. I think I have it on my webpage. If not, I'll have it on there shortly. But in line with what you just said, she has a paragraph in here where she says, the adoption of issue one would, I predict, have another devastating consequence, severely hampering the use of our very effective drug court programs across this state. Drug courts would be impeded by taking jail time off the table. We know through multiple studies that drug courts are effective only when they combine the carrot of treatment with the and support with the stick of judicial accountability, including incarceration when needed. It is this carrot and stick approach that enables judges and drug court teams to use a variety of tools to help people overcome addiction. But issue one, while providing a lot of carrots by expanding treatment, takes away the stick. And, you know, I remember talking with the Detective Loomis on our program last Sunday night, and just from counseling with people and all that, if it wasn't for the threat of jail time or spending a few days, weeks, or whatever in jail, there's a lot of people that they'd give lip service to rehab, but they'd never go. They would never go.
Well, that's right. And because they have a controlling substance that's really making the decisions of their life. And let's not forget, really, when someone is involved in drug addiction, there is a demonic element to it as well.
Oh, absolutely.
They've opened themselves up to the spiritual realm in not a positive way, and demonic activity gets involved in what the Bible calls pharmakia in the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that kind of mysticism. And so these people are hearing voices. They're being told things. The devil was really in control of their lives. Well, this is where the first people who meet with them beyond family are the judges. First of all, the police, when they get stopped for a traffic citation or trafficking of drugs, then they go before a judge. And that judge is really, God bless our judges. I mean, because they're the ones who see this every day. And there's families that are being separated because the parents no longer even care for the natural care of their own children. And these children are in foster care because both parents are addicted to the drug. So we're trying to get out in front of it. There's a lot of good work that's happening across the state of Ohio with drug treatment programs in churches across the state. But folks, for us to continue that momentum and get ahead of this thing, we're going to need you to vote no on issue one. We got to defeat this insidious ballot proposal that would be part of our state constitution. And let me read this possession. It says, issue one makes possession of any amount of deadly drugs nothing more than a misdemeanor and forbids jail sentencing for the two first offenses, no matter what quantities of drugs are involved. Issue one will flood Ohio streets with drugs. It will all, with all deterrent gone except for traffic violation level fines. Possessors of drugs will feel emboldened knowing they cannot be jailed. Folks, we cannot allow issue one to become law.
Absolutely not. And Chris Long, we're coming up quickly on the in the last few minutes of the program. And one of the things I wanted to mention, too, is unfortunately, as I alluded to it earlier, there's a lot of churches, a lot of pastors who just aren't on board with this and don't think it's that big of an issue. But I look at this, and as a pastor, I say, you know, the Bible talks a lot about being sober-minded. In fact, Titus 2:6 says, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. You cannot be sober-minded when you're strung out on drugs. And if I want to share the gospel with somebody, and you've been a pastor yourself in the past, Chris, how do you witness to somebody who's high on drugs? You can't do it. They've got to be in their right mind, because as you said, it is a spiritual battle, and we have demonic forces at work. The Bible warns that we have spiritual wickedness in high places. I might add it's in low places as well. We had a young lady come to our church one time. This is probably 20 years or more ago. And she couldn't have been more than 20 years old, if that. She was dancing in a strip bar at the time, and the reason was, and we tried to reach her with the gospel, and she said, I'm not going to let somebody, meaning Christ, control me. I'm going to do what I want to do. And yet, because of her addiction to drugs, she was prostituting herself, dancing in a strip bar, because she didn't want anybody telling her what to do, except the drugs exactly were. It gives the devil a foothold in the hearts and minds of young people, and not just young people, middle-aged people, older people, elderly are fast becoming addicted as well. We don't have time to get into that right now, but in the throes of addiction, it's hard to reach them with the gospel. Like you said, there's some great programs that churches are doing. I'm thinking of the Reformers Unanimous program. And if you go online, just Google Reformers Unanimous. I think reformu.com will get you there. Tremendous work. And one of the things they have to do is get people sober long enough that they can understand the gospel message. And Jesus Christ, the only real solution to our drug problem, will change the hearts of people when they put their faith in Christ as their Lord and Savior and replace the evil spirits associated with drugs and alcohol abuse with the Holy Spirit of God working in them and bringing healing. And they can get victory over these drugs. And I want to just encourage our listeners, if you have problems yourself or have a family member or friend that is suffering from opioid addiction or any kind of drug addiction, pray for them. That's one of the most important things you can do, and try to get them into one of these church-based programs like Reformers Unanimous, where they can get some help as they get pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, as you so emphatically put it, get out and vote against issue number one. Like to add anything in the last couple minutes here, Chris?
Yes, just encourage people to visit the Ohio Christian Alliance website. Again, get educated on where the candidates stand
exactly
on important moral issues of abortion, religious liberty, family issues are all in the Ohio Christian Alliance voter guide, as well as information about issue one. Just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. Just do that as a search. Or just log on to ohioca.org. And all that information is free of charge. Just click and print and view on the Ohio Christian Alliance website.
Well, Chris Long, President of Ohio Christian Alliance, I want to thank you for being on the program with us today, giving us this information. What a blessing it was to see the candidates last night at the candidate forum and rally against issue one, who very, very strongly contending for the people of Ohio by fighting against this issue. And unfortunately, it seems to come across as a partisan thing, with the Republicans taking a stand against issue one, but there are some Democrats coming out against it as well, people recognizing this is a danger to Ohio. I want to thank you for being on with us. Thank you for listening. And this will be online. Tell a friend and give out the word. Vote no on issue one. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.